Day 193, or July the 12th. Bring positivity out of negativity. Our thoughts today are rooted in Song of Songs, chapter 6, verse 3. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He browses among the lilies. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Most people tend to think of the whole book as being a love story between a man and a woman, and it can certainly be read this way. In fact, amongst many Jewish families, children under 13 years of age are not allowed to read it. However, there is another way to read it, with Jesus as the bridegroom and the church being the bride. Actually, the verses for today may be read for either situation, with a reference to the lilies being a Jewish way of implying an intimate relationship, not a superficial one. This verse from chapter 2, verse 16, is repeated in chapter 6, verse 3, so it must be very important. As we've learned previously, Jews always repeat things that are important. And now our action step for today. When I was a child, you had to go to a circus if you wanted to see a tattooed lady. But now, you only have to go to your local high street and you're spoilt for choice. Many celebrities lead the way and many have Hebrew tattoos. David and Victoria Beckham, as well as several others, have today's verse from the Song of Songs tattooed on them. Victoria's is on her neck and back, with David's on his arm. They are beautiful sentiments of their total devotion to each other, but the love of a man for a woman or a woman for a man is a mere shadow of the real thing. That is, the love of Jesus for his church for whom he died. My immediate response to tattoos is to recall Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28, which forbids them. But wait a minute. Rather than simply condemning something we disagree with, why not use it as a conversation starter to point towards the truth? The proliferation of tattoos among people of all ages today can provide openings rather than barriers. Don't let your prejudice ruin a good opportunity.